Here's the problem. The city's source of water has had a lot of organic material floating around in it. When that organic material comes in contact with the chlorine needed to kill viruses, byproducts are formed. Those byproducts are regulated by the EPA, and the city's treated water has had too many byproducts. So Ketchikan put in a new system that uses chloramine, a mixture of chlorine and ammonia, and ultraviolet radiation. That takes less chlorine, which means fewer regulated byproducts. And the good news is the city's new water treatment system has reduced federally regulated byproducts to below allowed levels. But they're still too close to the threshold, and warmer weather means those levels likely will rise. The proposed adjustment would add less chlorine at the start of the system. Then, after the water has gone through the UV treatment, the rest of the chlorine would be added along with ammonia. There was a definite sense of reluctance as the city council talked about adjusting Ketchikan's brand new water treatment system. But city manager Carl Amelon said it's a proactive step that the city should make.
But if we stop where we are now, knowing that what we knew for over a year, that two-point chlorination might be necessary to supplement chloramines, okay, to deal with things like warmer water in the summer months, it's going to make our case that much more difficult if we're not showing some kind of forward momentum with DEC and EPA.
Councilmember Marty West said she doesn't recall ever hearing about the need for any adjustment.
I don't remember there being discussion about the need for a secondary injection process. And why didn't we do it and put it in the plans 10 years ago?
Floyd Damron of CH2M Hill said that the current design was adequate 10 years ago, but Ketchikan's water changed.
We don't know exactly what is going on, but about 10 years ago, your peak halocetic acid was around 90 or 100 or so parts per billion. And more recently, we've seen those numbers at 140 or 150.
Damron says the adjustment is simple. While he can't give any firm numbers now, he predicts that the total cost would be between $1.25 million and $2.5 million. West asked whether the change would solve Ketchikan's source water problem, but Amelon said no, that's a whole different issue. Ketchikan Lakes, which is the source of the city's drinking water, has more than allowed levels of coliform, a problem that CH2M Hill is looking into. If those levels remain above the federal limits, the city could be forced to build a filtration plant. Councilmember Judy Zenge says it appears inevitable that the city will have to filter.
You know, I agreed with chloramination because I do believe it was the best science that we had at the time to provide cost-effective water to the community. But as we move forward, I honestly don't see any. We're going to eventually have to have a filtration plant. And my concern is that we spend all this money and it's all for naught and we still have a problem.
A conventional filtration plant would cost about $35 million to build and would be more costly to operate than the current treatment system. A membrane microfiltration plant likely would cost less, but that's relatively new technology that the city hasn't yet fully explored. Damron stressed that for every year the city avoids building a filtration plant, ratepayers save an estimated $2 million. One concern brought up by Councilmember Deanne Carlson is with CH2M Hill itself. The city has had a long relationship with that consulting firm, and she suggested that it might be time to look at options.
I mean, are there not other companies out there that do this type of thing that we could get a second opinion from, or may want to provide us with a competitive quote to provide this 35% schematic?
Amelon said the city can do that if the council wants, but there are additional costs related to getting a new company up to speed on such a complex project. Zenge later asked that a peer review of the new water project be placed on the next meeting agenda. The $75,000 contract with CH2M Hill was approved 4-3 with Carlson, Zenge, and KJ Harris voting no. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Leila Carey.